One of the biggest hits in TV history signs off tomorrow after a 12-season run.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool.
The Big Bang Theory on CBS wraps up its story about a group of Caltech scientists and their friends. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited the show's creative team as it prepared to disband.
TV writers' rooms are normally pretty private so that jokes and ideas can fly freely.
Let the record show that Mr. Molara rolled his eyes.
They're finished with their scripts, but for 12 years, the writers pitched storylines and traded jabs from their creative space at Warner Brothers Studios. Their long conference table is topped by Star Wars toys, email about the structure of DNA, the collected work of physicist Richard Feynman, and on the TV monitors, a Star Trek screensaver. Yes, it's a show for and about geeks and nerds, and that's why it's worked, says executive producer Chuck Lorre.
I always thought it was because the characters were outliers and felt somewhat disenfranchised from the world and clung to each other. And they created a surrogate family, and people generally feel that way. Maybe the prom king doesn't, but screw him, right? I mean, this is for the rest of us who weren't the king and queen of the prom.
Lorre co-created the show with Bill Prady, who long ago wrote computer software.
And it was sold in your neighborhood Radio Shack store.
The idea started really when he was discussing the brilliance of the computer programmers that you worked with and their stark inability to deal with people, women in particular.
I mean, I remember the story that I told you, Chuck, about the guy who could do amazing calculations in his head but couldn't figure a tip in a restaurant. I told you that story and you said, hang on, I've never seen that guy on television.
Their protagonists are physicists Leonard and Sheldon, played by Johnny Galecki and Jim Parsons, and their Caltech scientist friends Raj and Howard, and Penny, played by Kaylee Cuoco. She started out as their neighbor. The writers say one of their favorite moments was the episode where Penny gave Sheldon a treasure in the form of an autographed napkin.
To Sheldon, live long and prosper, Leonard Nimoy.
Writer Steve Malero says this scene was key to the evolution of the show.
That was the first truly electric moment where you could just feel what we were doing vibrating, and I think it really resonated.
He came into the restaurant, sorry the napkin's dirty, he wiped his mouth with it.
I possess the DNA of Leonard Nimoy.
Steve Holland says he loved writing the show's quieter scenes.
There was a wonderful moment. It was Sheldon's birthday, and they'd thrown him a big party, and he gets overwhelmed and is in the bathroom, and Penny goes to the bathroom with him.
If what you need is to spend your birthday in a bathroom, I'm happy to do it with you.
Well, everyone will think I'm weird.
Sweetie, you are weird.
For the scripts to be scientifically plausible, Chuck Lorre and Steve Holland say they took their cues from the latest scientific breakthroughs, and they regularly consulted with UCLA physicist David Salzberg.
Sometimes you just send them the script with big blank sections to be filled in with appropriate science so that we're not ridiculed.
Sometimes we say things to him like, Sheldon and Amy need to have a discovery that could be worthy of a Nobel Prize, but can't be something anyone else has already thought of. So go.
Could you come up with a Nobel Prize award-winning idea that we could put in a sitcom?
Yeah, super asymmetry was the result of that conversation where he invented super asymmetry for us.
That's fiction, but Bill Prady says scientists did end up winning the 2010 Nobel Prize for graphene, something similar to what Professor Salzberg suggested for the show.
And they cited the episode in their Nobel lecture.
Writer David Goetsch says he'll miss being able to use what he learns about science.
I have this Google alert for physics, and so I get one every day, and, like, I don't want to turn it off.
Like the show's characters, most of the writers in this room have been together for 12 years. Most of them are now executive producers, among them Eric Kaplan and Maria Ferrari, who says she'll miss the team.
Most jobs, you go off and you write your script and you come back and you punch it up together. Here, we write it all together. That's the only thing I know how to do, is write in this room for this show. It is so hard to leave it behind.
It's not the only thing you know how to do. Don't you know Aikido?
I also know Aikido. I know two things.
Then the laughs pause, and Bill Prady chokes up, telling us how he connects with the show's fans.
All of the people who have said that they see themselves in the show because they were outsiders and people who didn't fit in. That was me.
No spoilers for the show's emotional final episode, but unraveling the mystery, it all started and it will end with a big bang. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.